Well, praise God. Brother Pearson, I'm not the preacher tonight. I'm going to let you take your liberty. Preach to me tonight. God bless you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, let's lift up our hands. Let's just lift up our hands and love him for a little bit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost in the place tonight. Amen. God's already been moving here in Jesus' name. Oh, come on. Somebody tap into it. Come on, somebody tap in. Hallelujah. Let him flow into you. Oh, let him fill you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can turn to Proverbs chapter 18. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Riggin just for the accommodations here and letting us park here and be here. But also just letting us come over to their house. And well, you didn't have to quit on me over there, but amen. I like the gravy on it. Biscuits aren't too good by itself, but amen. Well, at least at the beginning anyway. The Word of God's good. Amen. It's sufficient. But I want to say thank you, amen, and just that how well you've treated us and just treated us like family, letting us into your home. Give honor to Pastor Riggin. Yeah, he was saying that he feels like he doesn't foot the bill for the elders that have gone on, and he's just like, oh, I feel inadequate, he was saying. But, man, when he said that, then I thought to myself, well, man, I'd sure like to meet those elders, because I surely feel inadequate even sometimes preaching in front of men like this. And not that he thinks that of me or anything, but just because of the, I respect him that much, and amen, his love for truth and that. And also, feel like I'm far behind with the fashion statement. I need to get a vest as well. Amen. Well, I did have one, but I outgrew it in Jesus. I'll start evangelizing. You start growing outward, not upward anymore. Amen. But, amen. And also, I want to say thank you to Sister Riggin. She's such a sweet lady and just treated us so well. And she can sure cook. My, she cooked, we were just eating, we had lasagna and spaghetti, and that was amazing, and the bread was amazing. Then I had those peas, and it reminded me of Anna's peas that she makes, butter. She puts a lot of butter in them, and I was like, man, that's the way to make peas, the southern way. And because I grew up in North Dakota where we had peas just with water. You just cooked them in water. And honestly, amen. Gotta have the butter on everything. Amen. Butter does make everything better. Amen. Well, how many are thankful for the touch of the Holy Ghost that we've already had in this place? Oh, hallelujah. If you haven't felt it, amen, it's here. Amen. His Spirit is moving in this house. Amen. I was telling the brother, I can't remember your name, but you were leading service, and I was saying that thank you for following the Holy Ghost. Just, amen. Just in worship service doesn't always mean how a preacher's going to preach, but I just felt the vein of the Holy Ghost, amen, already flowing in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I believe God's going to help somebody tonight. Amen. I believe that someone's going to walk away with victory tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14 says that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I gotta read that in the ESV for you. And it says, a man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit, amen, who can bear? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You can endure some things for a while. You can endure sickness for a while. Amen. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmities. Those light things, you can take them for a few moments. You can take it for a season. You can handle it in the flesh for a little bit. Amen. But a wounded spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm here to preach to someone who's got a wounded spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Who can bear? Amen. Oh, the crushed soul. Amen. I want to preach from this title. Amen. The whisper from behind iron bars. The whisper from behind iron bars. Oh, let's pray. Oh, in the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, let's pray. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we need you tonight. Oh, we need you, God. That's our cry. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm reaching for somebody here right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody seek him. Oh, I need my intercession. Oh, my intercession prayer warriors. Oh, start praying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on. I believe that. That's not all we got right now. Come on, somebody seek him. Seek him. Oh, somebody diligently seek him. Oh, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, that we can walk away with victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, can you feel him? Can you feel his spirit already touching? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated. Amen, amen. A wounded spirit, a wounded spirit. Amen. If you read in Deuteronomy, I don't have the scripture reference. But it talks about in several places that I have put before you, God told children of Israel, I've put before you a decision, a choice. You either choose life, amen, you choose, amen, to live for me, or you choose to live for yourselves, live for the world, and choose death. I put before you a choice, amen, choose life or choose death. Oh, hallelujah. And many things come down to a lot of decisions that we make in life. Amen. And this is something that God just downloaded to me right before church. I don't know if I can preach it fancy for you or not, but it's just something I have felt in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That many things come down to choices that we make and decisions that we make. And a lot of times, you know, in our flesh, we are very weak and we can make foolish decisions sometimes and make decisions that We don't choose the life. We don't choose the life in more abundantly pardon. In our flesh, we can make mistakes, and we can be very, make dubious mistakes at times that will lead us to paths that we didn't intend to go down, lead us to things we didn't mean to do and didn't intend on doing. That's just the nature of poor decisions. That's just the nature of sin as well. But many times we tend to, we tend to harm. When we go down those paths, we tend to keep harming ourselves. We realize that we've made poor decisions, and after we are there, we just keep beating ourselves up and stay down and let our heads hang down and stay there because we've made poor choices. And I am chief. I've made plenty of them. Amen. But we tend to beat ourselves up and remain in that state. And as the scripture text that we read is, a wounded spirit, a crushed soul, that in that state of misery, in that state of affliction, we tend to just almost loathe in our self-pity and just we want to stay there or not want to, but we just end up there because we don't have the fight to keep going. We don't have the unction to get back up and fight again because we know that it was our decision. It was my stupid decision that led me here, that led me in this place. I belong here. I just belong here. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. And so we beat ourselves up. Hallelujah. I don't know if many of you have played the game of chess before, but I've kind of gotten into it. My father-in-law got me into the game of chess, and I've played a little bit. And I've even played on chess.com. Sometimes I'll play online, and every once in a while I got to delete it because I get too into it. And I got into chess, but chess is one of those games where it's not a team sport. It's a game where you make decisions and you can't you can't go back on them. You've made a poor choice. You made a move that was not very smart, and the opponent took advantage of it. The opponent realize that you made a mistake, and so, and you realize I am in a bind, I'm in a tight spot, or you lose a piece, you lose a piece that you didn't, oh, I didn't intend to lose that piece, and maybe in a position that looks bad, and it's rough, and you don't, and you tend to get angry at yourself. If you've ever lost a game of chess before, you get mad at yourself. Like, what? That wasn't my opponent playing good, that was me playing bad. Telling you, that's how it happens. That's when I delete it. Amen. But you start getting frustrated, and there's just nothing you can do about it. Oh, hallelujah. But I got thinking about this in chess. I don't know how many games, amen, that I have won where I end up capturing an opponent's one of like their queen or a rook or something, and those are good pieces if you don't play chess. And they just resign. They quit. Because they're so mad at themselves for oh, I messed up. I made such a grave mistake. I made such a foolish decision. And I'm quitting. I'm done. You beat me. I give up. But I'm telling you, there's games of chess that I've won where I just thought, well, you know what? I lost a few good pieces, but I'm just going to stay in it. I'm just going to keep going. And if you ever play chess, you get what's called a back rank mate, a checkmate, where you go to the back rank, and even though you may be on few pieces, you catch them on that back rank with the rook, and you can win the game with very few pieces. I'm telling you, amen, I'm preaching to someone right now, amen, even though it's in the state of poor decisions, in the state where you feel like beating yourself up, that I don't know how I ended up here, I don't know how I ended up in this position. I'm frustrated. I'm upset at where I've ended up. And you're beating yourself up for a poor decision, amen, that you've made. Or maybe not even poor decisions that you've made, but even things in life that have transpired to lead you into a position that is uncomely, into a position that doesn't look good. Oh, hallelujah. Who can bear a wounded spirit? You can handle things for a while on your own. You can just push on through a few things. But I'm telling you, if you stay in a state of misery for too long, if you stay in a wounded spirit or in that state for too long, who can bear it? You can't stay there. Oh, hallelujah. We know of scriptures where that Psalm 34 and 15 that talks about the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. And scriptures like Proverbs 24, 16 that when a just man falls seven times, that that he rises up again. And a just man, a righteous man, that when he falls, he can rise again. And the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. But what about those of us that maybe we didn't make good decisions? Maybe we ended up somewhere we didn't belong. Maybe we made a mistake and now we're having to reap the benefits of that decision. Oh, what about the whisper behind, amen, the iron bars, behind prison bars, where I know I've made a mistake. I know I deserve to be here. Whispering, oh, I wish I could get out. I wish I could get free from this misery. I wish I could get free, oh, from these iron bars that hold me in fast. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm preaching to someone tonight. You become discouraged. You become disheartened because of the position you're in, because of the iron bars you see all around you. You see, amen, the door that's in front of you. You want it to swing wide, but it's locked. You want to escape, but you can't. Amen, because of the affliction, whether it is self-inflicted or whether you found yourself in a predicament that is not of your own doing. But you don't know how. You're in the wilderness trying to seek through, trying to get out to the promised land. Not being able to find a path. Oh, hallelujah, of the destruction that you're feeling in the current moment. Hallelujah. Oh, we hear the scripture all the time. All things work in our favor or for our good. Oh, hallelujah. But amen. But some of us tonight, I believe there's somebody here that I just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just can't see how to get out of the mess that I'm in. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, if we read. I can't get ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Inflicted wounds. Whether by a family member, whether by someone else who's offended you. Amen. And the only thing you can think of is how they've wronged you. The only thing you can think of is that it's frustrating and why you're stuck in a rut and frustrated why the only thing you see is iron bars. Sitting in darkness, sitting in sackcloth and ashes and held captive by immobility, bound up in affliction. I can't move because the iron bars are so thick. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you're recovering from the scars of sin. Maybe you're recovering, still trying to escape the wounds of the past that are haunting you down, that are following you down. I don't know what it is, but it's the only thing I could find in prayer before service. I was shooting up many, many shots trying to make them go in, but nothing else was going. It just kept rebounding back to me. The iron bars of prison are surrounding somebody here tonight. The iron bars have closed in and have held somebody captive. It made you a slave to the impossibility of your situation. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, you're beating yourself up. You're just staying down, letting the devil kick you around on the floor. Oh, hallelujah, because maybe you're thinking, oh, it's my fault that I'm here. It's my decisions that have led me here. It's because of who I am. I deserve what I'm getting. I deserve the quandary that I'm in. But I'm preaching to somebody today. God sees your situation. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He sees you right where you're at. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it was speaking about, it was the angel talking to Joseph, telling him that he was going to have a son that was going to be named Jesus. And it says that, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save them from their sins. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He shall save them from their sins. In other words, poor decisions that you've made. Hallelujah. Paths that you've gone down that, you know, you may have even intended to go down them. Oh, I went down that knowing sure and well what was at the end, and I made a mistake. But I'm telling you, this scripture says that Jesus can save us from our sins. In other words, our personal things that we've done. He didn't just come to die on the cross to just put a broad blanket across sin, but he came to seek out you. He came to seek out your situation. He came to save you from your mess and from my mess, from my poor decisions. Oh, hallelujah. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I know that Peter was preaching as the scripture we read this morning where he says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. In other words, we've got to make good decisions. Amen. And going forward, it's no excuse to just keep making the same dumb decisions. Oh, hallelujah. But it is a battle. Amen. It is a push and a pull. Amen. With things we've got to make decisions on. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I understand that our salvation depends on, amen, being intentional, making good decisions. Oh, hallelujah. But for better or for worse, the condition we are in, he said, I've come to save you in that condition. Oh, there's hope for somebody tonight. There's hope for you. There is hope for you. Oh, the scripture that came to my mind. Oh, hallelujah. And some of you that may have been at Holiness Conference, you're going to think I got it from Brother Garrett, but I promise you this is in my Bible reading a couple weeks ago, and I wrote this down. Oh, and this is the scripture It's Psalms chapter 107, verse 10. It says, oh, hallelujah, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. In other words, they ignored. They planned to do their own thing, and therefore he brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. In other words, decisions that they made, paths they went down because they made them. Oh, God, I messed up so bad. I deserve this. I deserve the labor and the burden I'm under. I deserve these iron bars, the whispers behind iron bars, oh, of self-loathing and pity. Oh, and there was none to help. But it says that then that somehow they cried. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. It says that he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. In other words, he broke their bands. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why should we praise him? Because he says in verse 16, oh, and this is what I want to preach to you tonight. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and he has cut the bars of iron in sunder. Oh, hallelujah. He did it for you. He'll do it for you. He'll cut those iron bars, amen, that have held you in fast, that have held you broken and in despair, that have held you in affliction, that have held you brought down in your heart, that have held, collapsed your hands and made your knees feeble. Have tried to leave you hopeless. The world has tried to leave you bereft and forsaken. Oh, but there is a God that hears you, that will hear your cry, amen, from behind the iron bars. It didn't stop there. The scripture continues on and says, fool, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. They deserve what they get. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They couldn't eat. And they drew near unto the gates of death. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, they were near giving up. They're near death. They're at the end, near destruction. They're near paralysis, where their mind and their body, amen, is about to give up. Amen. Thinking that it's all hopeless, thinking that everything is lost. But it says that they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of all their distresses. Oh, hallelujah. I'm preaching to you tonight. Oh, it might be health problems, amen, that have hindered you and begin to affect your mind, that have been started to affect your walk with God. It might be family issues. I don't know. I wish I was more tuned into the Spirit where I could call it out tonight, but I just feeling it in the Holy Ghost in prayer. I don't know. Maybe it's just your marriage is falling apart. Maybe there's somebody here that, you just can't even hardly communicate anymore with your spouse because of the iron bars that you feel held captive. Oh, you're about to throw in the towel for hopelessness and despair because of the iron bars. Hallelujah. And you say to yourself, oh, the Lord's eye is upon the righteous. He is not upon me. The Lord's eye, oh, the Lord's good to those. Oh, but or to those that love him, but I don't know if he loves me anymore. I don't know if he cares if he sees me behind the iron bars anymore. Whisper. Oh, hallelujah. You got to get out of prison tonight. Hallelujah. You got to get out of prison. You can't stay in that state. You can't stay. Maybe you've weathered the last storm, the last infirmity. You were able to just kind of push on through it. You're able to just kind of shrug off, maybe slip the burden a little bit and be able to call on through. Oh, but I'm telling somebody tonight, oh, hallelujah. You got to get free of those prison bars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking about prison bars like this. We were in Winder, Georgia. And we were at a small little church in the hills of Georgia. And there was a lady there, and I was preaching about the man with the withered hand. And I was preaching how he just had to stretch forth. I don't know, maybe I even preached it here. It's one of my favorite messages. But she came and she prayed through, and she received the Holy Ghost, I thought, for the first time. And after church and stuff, I went out to eat with the pastor. And Brother Haney told me, he said, and it was his grandma who had prayed through that night. He said, she has been rejecting that she even had the Holy Ghost. She had been doubting that she even had the Holy Ghost because she was so shy. And she was just, and she had hearing problems. She couldn't hear very well. And she thought, man, I don't even have the Holy Ghost anymore. But the problem was there was witnesses there. There were witnesses there when she got the Holy Ghost. But she's, and maybe she did need a refilling, amen. But she had completely objected to the fact that she even had the Holy Ghost in the beginning. I'm telling you, there's iron bars that begin to close in. There's iron bars that begin to close around your mind that'll leave you shackled, that'll leave you whispering behind the iron bars, just hoping, oh, man, I hope one day that I can get free. Oh, but I don't know. I kind of deserve it. I never got the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. But that night she came and prayed. She came and prayed, and she lifted up her voice, amen, and started to have faith again. Amen. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost again. Oh, but the thing is, amen, just like that elderly lady, amen, she had to cry out. You'll always stay behind the prison bars if you just whisper. You always remain with that wounded spirit if you just hold it in. Just whisper and just stay there in self-pity, loathing. I deserve this. I belong here. I'm here because of poor decisions. And man, it's just my personality. It's just who I am. It's just what I've done. And I belong here. But I'm telling someone tonight, you've got to cry out from behind the iron bars. You've got to cry out. Say, I can't stay here. I can't bear this wounded spirit. I can't bear this crushed soul. I've got to get free. There's got to be some way out. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when the Lord sent Moses to his people in Egypt. Oh, it says in Exodus chapter 3 that the Lord, he told Moses, hey, you got to go back because the people have been crying. The people have been crying out. They want me to save them. They need me to save them. And I'm going to send you to my people. And you go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Why? Because they've been crying. Oh, somebody, you got to cry out from the prison of self-doubt. You got to cry out from the prison from behind the iron bars. Oh, hell would love you to remain. Oh, with a wounded spirit, with a crushed soul. But heaven wants you to cry out. Heaven wants you to cry out. Oh, hallelujah, let's stand tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, somebody needs to cry. Somebody needs to cry. Oh, she, oh, no, 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 my head. Oh, I got to cry out. It's not going to be in a little whisper. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, from behind the prison. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I deserve what I get. Hallelujah. Sister Pearson, if you come to the piano, I'm almost done.